go now? You're with Nick.
I'll go.
Yeah, sure. Or anyone, one, don't wish to comment. No necessity to, whatever you want to do.
No, but I think.
As always.
I think last Tuesday when I taught at the Pennsylvania Bar Institute regarding preservation law, I was very moved, mostly because I think that our landmarks law is far better than the federal laws with the Secretary of the Interior guidelines, in that we do not make decisions that are necessarily precedents across the board for every structure like this that may come forward, that we very much make our decisions on a case-by-case basis. And I think that there are many unique factors to consider in this application that are worth restating, and I think they've been noted by all of the commissioners in all of the comments that have been made, that we are dealing with this incredibly important individual landmark whose congregation is of national and international significance, and that the preservation of this building, its congregation, etc., is something that the commission should be very concerned with in terms of finding for preservation purpose. That the context of this individual landmark in the Central Park West Historic District is interesting and important in that there is not a uniform typology of buildings, and that the designation report did recognize that in designating the district. Moreover, I felt that the public testimony was extremely helpful in asking us to go back to the city planning report and look at some of the issues that were considered. And in the mid-1980s city planning report to the then Board of Estimate, the issues regarding the moving of the district boundary were very interesting. The real estate community wanted the district boundary to be moved to within 150 feet of the avenue. The community board endorsed moving that district boundary to within 100 feet of the avenue. The Department of City Planning recommended 125 feet in their infinite wisdom. And the interesting thing about the movement of the boundary was not, as I think Commissioner Gratz has noted, so much to deal with issues of density, but really to deal with the issue of preserving the row houses that existed along these sides. And that by moving the boundary to the location that was suggested, while there was a historic pattern of development that was higher along the avenue and much deeper into the block, that it was seen that there was an ability to retain more of the row houses. And this was prior to the creation of an historic district. On this site, there are no row houses to preserve. So that is not the issue. So the historic pattern of development here was for the higher rise buildings within this distance from the avenue. I do not see this as a mid-block site at all. I think that it needs to do a better job of relating to the mid-block buildings, and I think that Commissioner Alcott's suggestions, which have been his suggestions from the very beginning in discussing this project regarding setbacks in ways of relating these taller buildings within this distance from the avenue to the lower rise buildings within the mid-block is the appropriate way to do this. I believe this is an appropriate project, and I have from the very beginning. But again, I would agree with Commissioner Alcott's comments regarding the design of the glass facade and the issue of the relationships of the setbacks. I also would like to ask the applicants to go back and look at the mechanical systems, because I do not think that the cooling towers as proposed are as appropriate as potentially they could be, and that would have a significant impact, I think, on the profile of this building and its relationship to the district.
Thank you, Shirley.